Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no pretty pretty. This ain't a flex for being gritty. 101 with negativity. Really got me looking shifty shifty. But the walls are closing in on me. Like acting in is getting dimmer to me. But that's not an option. I gotta fight like a mini on me. Thoughts telling me I'm worthless. Others tell me I have no purpose. PTSD, personal furnace. Pain is always deeper than the surface. But I'm a gladiator. I do not quit. Warriors fight and don't give a sh. See everybody strong and tough until I get knocked down after a hit. Being a martial artist, I know. I take down opponents to the foe. It's things that happen in life that we don't understand, but we gotta let go. Let go of your problems. Let go of your hate. Let go of your sorrow. A new swing on the fringe of today, but limitations are fake. Let go of the weight before I fall straight down to hell's gate. Time to rotate, time to create. Then checkmate, English is going straight on
fire. I'm feeling alone. Everybody's in their own zone. Let's take hope and come every day.
Family, I'm a husband and father that's manly, but sometimes I don't feel worthy, battling things that you can't see. I'm a God that loves community, but you can't have that without unity. I'm understanding most of y'all won't love me until you're reading my eulogy. I'm losing all my people, some the dead, some the evil, some the people not showing love no more, but let me say peaceful. We're in the end times, I'm getting on the other line. We are most of the finish line. People trying not to lose our minds. Seeing my body stop peeking. You might miss something if you start blinking. Take a look. Because you're here in the mirror. That's already speaking now. You can be a heathen now. Change for a reason now. Stop by walking on the edge. It's time for a new season. That's around me, but I just got a spirit with hope. Thought my life was over at the end of my rope.
You know how we do. This is your boy, Jay Jada, coming at you from North Carolina, USA. Y'all know what it is. This is your show, Continue and Don't Stop Live. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying something else today. But this is live, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We'll continue and don't stop. Home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. And, of course, some hot, hot interviews waiting for my boy Chasm Bradford, Chasm J. Bradford, to be online, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we are waiting for. But you just heard The Edge from my boy Chazin, one of his classics from his last album. Oh my God, don't tell me. But from his last album, you just heard The Edge. The right here on Continuing Don't Stop Live. How was everybody's weekend? Hoping everyone had a wonderful weekend. Hoping everybody had a good weekend. This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend was, well, here in North Carolina, it was kind of cool. It's kind of cold. Kind of on the cold side this weekend. And now today, and for the rest of the week, we got a warm weather. We got warm weather for the rest of the week. Today it's pretty warm. It's in like in the 56 or 60 area. But nevertheless, we are here to praise God. We are here to praise the Almighty. And like I said, just waiting for my boy Chazin to be on the line with us today. You want to chime in with us? 914-205-5471 is the number to call. That is the number to call. You know how I do. Ladies and gentlemen, while we wait, let us do our commencing prayer. Dear God, we give you thanks for another beautiful, wonderful day that you've allowed us to have. We give you thanks, God, because it is another day that you have made, and as your word says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask, God, everyone who listens, may they be blessed by the interview. May they be blessed by the encouraging word. May they be blessed by everything that they hear today. God, may your hand move in this interview and in this broadcast. For your praise and for your glory, we ask of it. And we give you thanks because we know it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. While we wait, ladies and gentlemen, for my boy Chazin to get on the line, I know we're having some technical issues here today, ladies and gentlemen, but we got to continue on. We got to keep the show going, all for God's glory. So while we wait, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go with another one of his classics, my boy Chazin with My Drive. Ooh, good song too. Classic. Love this song. Y'all gonna love this song. If you haven't heard it already, you will love it, I promise. Here is My Drive by my boy Chazin. Right here on Continuing Don't Stop Live. Check it out, y'all.
Okay. I'm just a renegade, the blood keep coming my way. I'ma run it up today. I'm being walked out, gonna say. It's a new breed, we don't play.
I'm the one guy that's OP. 101-01 can really hold me. It's not just me, it's my G.O.D. That's my source when I'm coming for all these phonies. When I'm coming, I'm bringing smoke with all my brodies. Me and my team ride or die, and my homies. When I get the okay, Lord show me my pleasant rushing like a friend, man, call me Smokey. I never quit, hit or miss. I don't stop, I'm first in the gym, last at the gym. Shout out to my pops, me and my legion of angels are coming like a mom. You bust me, we got her like evidence on the battlefield, make it I walk after him over my life, for my friends, for my family, and my kids, and my wife. Not today, Satan. I try to save an effort for there is strife. I learn to learn, make him burn and burn, so I have the power to stab him with my spiritual knife. Yeah, I'm just a renegade. The blood keep coming my way. I'ma run it up today. I'm mean, what else can I say? It's a new breed, we don't play.
Come on, drive. My
5'7", but ask anybody who knows me, who has more heart. The king of the beast is coming to play. Boss dog in the park, I'm the chosen one like Noah. Homie, come and hop on this ark. Come and ride the wave. Learn that Jesus saves, not by work but grace. Just know you'll save your day. You can't see me cause I'm super fast. I'm making super stuff, you can call me the flash. My journey's with God, gives me the clock of the past. And Jesus is what keeps me from being last. I'm just a renegade, the blood keeps coming my way. I'ma run it up today. I'm being what else gonna say. It's a new breed, we don't play. Straight in, we come to slay. We don't stop, we can't quit. We gon' fight till doomsday. Come on, try. My, try. Come on, try. My, try. My, try. My, try. My, try. My, try. Come on, I'm just a renegade.
Goodness, talk about fire, ladies and gentlemen. That was My Drive by my boy Chaz and Jay Bradford. And I think we got him on the line today. We got him on the line finally, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, buddy? It's good to hear you, man.
Yeah, man. Good to hear you, man. Good to see you, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, man, it's been, whew, what was it? I think you were my, like, second or third interview.
Yeah,
man,
bro.
It's been a while.
I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, like, you were my, like, second or third ever interview, and I was excited to have you, man. I'm excited still to have you today.
Appreciate it, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I'm glad that you actually hit me up. Now, this is something different, y'all. Usually, I'm the one that's looking for the interviews. This interview came to me.
My God.
This guy over here, my boy Chasm, said, "Yo, you got an opening?" I said, "Yeah, for you anytime." This guy, we just set it up, man. We were supposed to do it last week, but because of me moving, first and foremost, we didn't have time, so we had to postpone it for today. So, but all for the glory of God, we back, yo. And like I said, man, I'm glad to have you again.
Thank you, man. Hey, man, like you said, all's for the glory of God, bro. And yeah, bro, I'm happy to be here, man. You're the guy, bro. You work hard. And blessings to you and all everything that you're doing right now, bro. I'm excited for the show.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you came to me. I'll be honest, I was kind of scared because I was like, I don't have nobody for the next 2 months. but you came to me just in time, man. I'm telling you, that it was a blessing. It's a blessing to hear from you. It's a blessing for you to say. Way to say, yo, I got you. Give me an opening.
Yeah, man.
I heard your latest project, man. Two thumbs up. Let me just say, it was awesome. Two thumbs up all the way,
thanks,
man.
Thanks.
You, man, me, buddy. Now, what is love? Just the entire project, like. I was like, okay, Chasm just showing his his multi-talentedness, if that's a word.
Yeah, man. As you know, bro, I really just started this solo stuff last year. You know, my first project I put out was, last January. And all last year, all 2021, just releasing a lot of music. And at the end of last year, I just wanted to put out something different. A lot of people don't know that I'm more than just a rapper.
Right.
I've been, I grew up in church choirs, man, and helped direct them and compose and arrange the music, as well as, instruments, bro. So I decided to let people know, my R&B side, my a little bit more singing, melodic side, and I had fun producing it, bro.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, tell us, for those of us that are not as multi-talented, tell us how long it takes for you to do all three, like to produce the beat and then to come up with the lyrics and then to engineer all at once. Like, how long of a process is that, bro?
Well, I have my own process. I have pretty much, I got it down to a science where I don't have to think about it as much.
right,
so
I got you.
It depends on the project, man. Like, my EP took me about a month for, to finalize everything. But when we're talking about the production process, I produce the music in sometimes 1 to max 3 days. And then, I'm writing to it. That might take 1 to 3 days. Engineer and, that side of things might take a little longer. But I like to give the people a little time to prepare for it. But most of the time it takes to release my music is on the back end, on the business side, the promotion side of it. Because in the studio, like I was telling you, bro, I got down to a science now. And it's the ones that God really has his hands on that the ones I can do in like a day. If that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, no, I got you, man. Sorry, I'm multitasking right now. I'm here doing the show, but at the same time, I'm trying to figure something out because I have some technical issues with my microphone, and so doing something new with my actual phone, man. Like, this is what we're doing today.
Nah, you're good. But yeah, the process, it doesn't take. It normally doesn't take long if I'm doing it by myself. Again, I like to make sure God's hand is on it. So if God's hand is on it, I'm telling you, I can finish music in a day, max 3 days. I'm trying to at least complete 3 songs a week now.
Oh, so, yeah, just shove it in, bro. Just shove it in.
No, I'm trying to be productive, man, glorify God with what I'm doing, man, and really try to be productive and push music out and get things completed,
Right, yeah.
You just gotta
eat. But that's... Go ahead.
I said kids gotta eat.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So are you doing music like full-time now, or is it like on the side? Like, what you doing? Like, is this like, you just said kids got to eat. Like you just said, I'm just going through that flow. You know what I'm saying?
Music. Yeah. Full-time music for a long time now, bro. Full-time music production, my artist music is coming, trying to get the streams up and shows and stuff like that coming up and just producing for other people, doing that just for years, just trying to get jobs here and there, going to start syncing and licensing, which is basically getting my music on TV and, you know, shows and video games and stuff like that. Just trying to level up, man. And what do you say?
I said, that's tight, man. That's what's up, that you're able to synchronize and license it for like video games and stuff. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get deep into that, you know, in the production side and really provide for my family as well as I can. I got, you know, a whole list down of companies that are looking for music and starting to pitch to them and get music just for them, because the artist side is totally different than the sync music side, you know. So, the cool thing about it is I can be rejuvenated, you know what I mean? I don't have to be stuck in one form of music. I can kind of, you know, branch out and still make a good living off of it, you know. So, yeah, man.
That's tight. That's what's up. Praise God for that, man. Man, I've always, to be honest, and not to you know, change this to me or anything, but I've always wanted to do that, like do that full time, like not even have like a side job that I need, you know, just like have a side job just because I want it, not because I need it, you know what I'm saying? I've always wanted to do music and like this show. I would love to do full time. I would love to make it into like a 24-hour radio station. You know, that's like my dream right there. But it's crazy, man. That you're able to do that. That's cool that you're able to do that.
It's just preparation, man, and prayer.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, getting the plan down and then taking the steps to complete it, you know what I mean? Connections is huge, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knowing who to talk to in the field you're trying to be in, you know, knowing who to link with to, you know, get your name out and you know, sharing, almost bartering skills. You know what I'm saying? Your skill is radio, you know? So if you can barter that, then, you know, you're of service. And if your service is good and people want it, you can barter and, you know, just level up as you do that. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people that would like to, you know, help you out, man, and just, you know, hop on the show and shout your name out. I mean, that's really all it is. It's just get your name out, bro. And then next thing you know, you're doing this full time.
Man, I can't wait for that. I will say, I can't wait for that. And I'm glad. I believe it, man. I definitely do. And I like that you said that this is my skill, or this is one of them. Like, because I will say, and all glory is for God, first and foremost. But I will say that I guess you can say I'm a little bit better at, like, having a radio show than I am at, like, let's say rapping, for example. I'm not even going to put it out there, man. Like, I think my show is a little bit more better than my actual music, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. I'm just put it out there. I agree with that.
And then the Bible says, you know, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. You know what I'm saying? If you just speak the word over you and live that, you know what I'm saying? God can't lie. He doesn't lie. Especially when you align your will, with his word, you know, you'll be undefeated. You know what I mean? And God will confirm to a lot of people around you, you know what I'm saying? Because it's God that put these people around you. So if you got people saying, yo, your show is blessed, and obviously what you see now
is not maybe what you want right now, but shoot, right. We all got to start somewhere, and the marathon starts with one step. You know what I'm saying? The first step. So I really believe it, man. If you just keep your head down and work and diligently get what God's doing with you, bro. Get it done, bro, and keep doing what you're doing. Because you're doing a service to people. Like, you're helping people. Like me right now, man, like, you're helping me right now, you know? And I try to help you with trying to get people to call in and listen to your show and stuff like that. It's all love, you know what I mean? And God blesses love.
Amen. Amen. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro.
If you are just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we are live right here on Continuing Don't Stop with my boy Chaz and Jay Bradford, all the way from, what is it, Tennessee?
Nashville,
there we go. I knew it was somewhere around there.
Yeah, man. Tennessee, Music City.
That's what's up, bro. Shout out to everyone over there in Nashville, Tennessee, and all around the central part of this country. I know in your part of the country, I think it's like an hour before me. I think you're like an hour before me. It's like 4:26 right
central
now.
Central time.
Yeah. But before we continue with this interview, y'all, we're going to hit some music right now. So here is my boy Chazin himself with What Is Love from his new project, You, Me, Now. Check it out, y'all. Y'all gonna enjoy this. Something so simple, y'all. Something so simple. That was What Is Love? And by the way, I was corrected with that. What Is Love from the EP with the same name, y'all? What Is Love? I was corrected by my boy Chazin during the break, but y'all know what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
He knows what I was trying to say.
Yeah, man.
But that, yeah, man. So, my boy Chazin. So, for those that didn't really listen to the, the first interview that we had.
Yes, sir.
Give us a little recap of your testimony, where God brought you from, if you please.
Okay. I got you. So, in the synopsis, basically God has, you know, taken me from a kid that grew up in church, grew up on stage. My dad wrote plays for churches and stuff like that, and my mom and my father were professional musicians. My great uncle, my grandmother's brother, he was Ray Charles' music director, and a bunch of other people on top of that. My grandmother was director of music at her church, so it was just music going all around, bro, and music everywhere. I mean, my family had a famous singing group or choir or mass choir, whatever you want to call it, called the Vantry Singers. Growing up, my parents, I actually was in the hood for a split second in my youth. And while we were in the hood, we would get kids off the streets, my friends and other people in the hood. We would teach them how to worship, how to sing, how to dance, and we took them on the road, and we would do shows around Nashville. We did Bridgestone before, National Days of Prayer. We performed at Fisk University. We performed at the Ryman, and these were all with my friends and kids off the streets, you know. And then, growing up, as a teenager, started to direct mm-hmm. those choirs and help rearrange and arrange the music for those choirs and stuff like that. And then
right.
just found my love in music coming from that, you know. Started to learn how to play music, you know, instruments like the piano, the drums, the guitar, the bass. Then I started to
produce. You're a drum player like myself.
Yeah, I love the drum. It's my favorite instrument, man. If I could, I would have a drum set in my room and play that mug every day. But my primary is guitar because, you know, obviously it's more convenient and I can play that anytime, you know.
Right. Yeah,
but,
I got you.
But yeah, man, just growing up a musician, started producing those same instruments and more. And making music, and then sooner or later, I got hooked up with Nicole C. Mullen, which is a Christian artist. Got hooked up with her and her husband at the time. His name was David Mullen, who actually produced some of the stuff, some of the VeggieTales music, if not all of it. I got hooked up with him, and they taught me a bunch of stuff, and learned from him and the other guy who worked on the VeggieTales music and a lot of other music. His name was Brian Lennox, who turned out to be my brother-in-law's father.
Wow. Small world.
Small world. So we got together, me and his son and my sister, and we had a group, and we still have our group called the Anomalies Movement.
Right.
You know, we did shows and, you know, we had our music out and stuff like that. Now we're rebranding, working on our stuff singular, on our singular solo careers, and then, you know, we're going to come together again and do a big project, you know. But testimonial-wise, God brought me from the guy, the kid that grew up in the church to, you know, going to the hood, growing up in the hood, really years in the hood, seeing all this evil around, all this craziness around, all this, you know, drugs, gang violence,
right,
sex, and all this just terrible stuff going on right in front of me, people dying right in front of me, you know, being held at gunpoint,
crazy,
being robbed, just crazy stuff, right as I'm learning how to be a man, right as I'm learning who God is, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, falling into that and into that stuff, you know, some of that stuff where I'm thinking, okay, this is good. All my friends are doing it, and then, you know, going to the church, going back home, they're telling me it's wrong. You know, people around me is telling me it's right. So just learned from experiential knowledge and perceptual knowledge. You know, learning from all walks of life, and God just changed my life around. By the time, at the end of my teenage years, God was like, yo, I'm going to give you a daughter who's going to change your life around. And at that time, I was like, I'm not going to be no deadbeat dad. I'm going to make sure that I take care of my baby girl. And, you know, I've married my wife. Now we have a bunch of kids together, you know. And, you know, teaching them the right path, you know, teaching them the godly ways, the ways of
right,
Jesus, you know what I mean? And teaching them how to just stay away from all the drugs and all the, you know, violence and gangs and stuff like that, and things that the world, you know, all over really just says is cool. It's not really cool, because if you really look at it, they're not happy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my testimony, man. Now God just, you know, uses my music and my gifts to help other kids. And I mean, I even got to go back to my old hood recently.
Wow.
And I did a camp for the nonprofit that works at my old hood. Like, I couldn't believe when because, you know, I get calls like this all the time to come help, you know, teach these kids music, how to be
right,
a musician, producer, artist, or whatever, and just inspire them, you know. And one nonprofit hit me up, and I got there, and I was driving through my own hood. My own hood. And I was like, what in the world? This is crazy. So I was helping kids that came from the hood that I lived in, you know. So that's the testimony, man. Now God's just moving through it, and I tell my testimony to help kids relate, you know, when they relate and see that you came from where they came from, it really inspires them, man, you know. So yeah, that's pretty much all of it in a bottle, all of it in the synopsis.
That's tight, bro. That's what's up. So I like that you basically came from like a musical family, you know. That's what's
right,
up right there.
Yeah, music was everywhere. If it wasn't music, it was some type of sport.
Yeah. You chose the right one.
Yeah, man. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely chose the right one. You got a knack for music, so you're killing it right now.
Appreciate it, man.
God,
bro.
So what made you lately, I see, what made you do things or music all about, like, love and all that genre around love? What made you do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my first project is called Show Love, and that's my biggest push right now, is to just show the act of showing love is what I'm all about right now. And my EP is kind of a spinoff of that, in the R&B world. So it's called What Is Love, you know?
Right.
And these words you can sing to your significant other. You can sing to God. You know, most of these words I'm singing to God too, where I'm literally like, I choose to love you today. Like, it's a choice. You know what I mean? It's more than emotion sometimes. It's a feeling. It's a choice, you know. I'm choosing to love you today. You know, I want to love you all today. Right. I'm going to love you today and forever. You know what I mean? So It's a similar thing to what BB and CC did in the 90s, where it's crossover music, where it can be played, you know, in a secular setting, but literally, you know, these people are getting positive music versus, you know, me talking about, you know, fornication or sex and stuff like that. You know, you can talk about love and still be, you know, in the parameters of you know, holiness as a Christian, right. And, you know, not go outside of your values of what you believe, you know what I mean, of good morals, you know. Another thing is I love R&B. I've always loved R&B and gospel and just that side of music, you know what I mean? So I wanted to show that, you know, I'm not just a hype man, you know, get the crowd going crazy, you know, rapper. I love soul. I love, you know, jazz and R&B and blues and gospel, you know. So, yeah, just thought I'd switch it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. That is what's up. I like that. Before we continue, y'all, we're going to go to some more music. Here is my boy Jovi Harp with Crying in the Rain, right here on Continuing Don't Stop Live. Keep it locked. We got more with my boy Chazin Bradford right after this.
I'm staring at the rain. I can't see the sun. I can't compare my pain to the risen one. A man of sorrows hated by all men. And I complain when I don't get my way, you'll get my plans. So Lord, just take my hand and place me on the rock. Hold me with your hand, I know I'll never ever drop. All my days, Lord, I wanna see your beauty. If it was choosing life for you, then they could just shoot me. I know what's coming, the road ahead is hard.
Yes, it is.
But then I think of Jesus taking all my scars.
Yes, I do.
He was beaten, and he was mocked. Cause he was bleeding, eternal life was unlocked. I'm on my face before you, Lord, cause you are worthy. I'm a wretched best, but Lord, you show me mercy. I don't understand, I don't really get it. I just know your plans, and then in my living.
Though the storms come, I'ma focus on the sun. Though the storms come, I'm being molded, he ain't done. Though the storms come, I'ma focus on the sun. Though the storms come, I'm being molded, he ain't done. Let's go.
Riding with my Lord, so any storms, he protect me. Staying locked on the rock, he protect me. As I'm crying in the rain, I know he hears me. No, I will not fear the world, cause Jesus, he has freed me. Though the storms come, I'm focused on the sun. Though the storms come, I'm being molded, he ain't done. Though the storms come, I'm focused on the sun. Though the storms come, I'm being molded, he ain't done.
Before you spoke, I love creation to existence. On the pages of your book, my name was written. Teach me your way, and I will walk in truth. Grant me an undivided heart that I may fear you.
I need you, Lord.
Hear, O Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I'm devoted to you. You are my God, my soul's entrusted to you. And in righteousness I will see your face. I'll be satisfied with your likeness when I awake. As for you, Lord, your ways are perfect. Your word is flawless, your word is certain. All of heaven declares God's glory. He that has an ear, let him hear God's story. I'll be still before you, Lord, upon you I will wait. I'm crying in the rain, cause your presence vindicates.
Though the storms come,
I'ma focus on the sun, though the storms come. I'm being molded, he ain't done, though the storms come. I'ma focus on the sun, though the storms come. I'm being molded, he ain't done, let's go.
Riding with my Lord, so any storms, he protect me. Staying locked on the rock, he protect me. As I'm crying in the rain, I know he hears me. No, I will not fear the world, cause Jesus, he has freed me.
Whoa, 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 what up? It's your boy, Joey Harp, and you're listening to Continue and Don't Stop, home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, so keep it locked.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continue and Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continue and Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at jeasproductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continue don't stop for more details.
That is correct. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, with Continue and Don't Stop. And right now you are listening to my boy Brody Da Vinci featuring Jay Knight and Psycho. But before we get to that, my boy Chazen is on the line right now. Yo, Chazen, what you think about that song, Crying in the Rain by my boy Jovi Hart?
Yo, that was good, bro. I love that, you know, he was literally almost crying in those raps, you know what I'm saying? I love it, man. It was good.
Yeah, man. It was definitely something new, man.
Yeah, for
sure. I like that. It was definitely something different. And what I like about, that's what I like about, you know, Christian rap especially, because you can't find that in, like, secular rap, like, Nothing unique like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, man, more heart.
Yeah, man. We're going to listen to... Right now in the background, we got a classic by my boy Chazen. Chazen with My Drive. My boy, where'd you come up with these lyrics, man? These lyrics and this beat goes hard.
Hey, man, I don't, to be honest, I get into the mode, and I don't even know, bro. It just, whatever comes out, comes out.
Yeah, man, this beat goes hard, man. Like, what made you come up with this song, My Drive?
Well, a lot of people are always talking about my drive, man, my drive to complete something. Like, if I have something in sight, if I'm not going to win, I'm going to come close to winning. You know
right.
What I'm saying? If I'm not going to complete it, I'm going to come very, very close to completing it, man. So I just have a drive that, you know, I don't know, man. I would say it's unmatched, but obviously there's a lot of people out there like me, bro, and I just want to, you know, connect with people on that, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to want something so bad that, you know, that your drive is just unleashed, you know what I'm saying? Your drive is pushed and tested, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Let me remind the folks, this guy did not only make the lyrics. This guy's beat is also in the song.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That goes to show you how much talented this guy really is, man. As a matter of fact, this guy's so talented, I even got a few of his projects for my, he produced some of my projects.
Amen.
Yeah, man, especially, I can't wait, because I'm coming out very soon with a cypher, and my boy Chazin is on the beat. Y'all gonna, yeah, I'm telling y'all, when you hear this cypher when it comes out.
I'm ready to hear it. I'm ready.
No, I bet. I can imagine. We're going to hear a little bit of my drive for just a minute.
Gonna say, this a new breed, we don't play. Straight in, we come to slay. We don't stop, we can't quit. We gon' fight till doomsday. Come on, try.
Thanks, man.
No problem, man. I like all your music, man. And what impresses me the most is probably the fact that not only are you rapping in it, but you're producing and engineering it. It's like, I can't do that.
I just learned how to do it, bro. And I put a lot of people in my life to help me along the way. And because I'm just a sponge, man, I love to learn new things, that especially if I'm, you know, invested in it, or if I really enjoy it, I love to learn, bro. I want to learn everything there is to know about it, bro. And then I go home and I practice.
Man, how long did it take you to actually learn how to make beats? Or for your own music, I should say.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it took me about 5 years to learn how to make good music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had the ability in my head to compose and arrange and edit the music. You know what I'm saying? But it really took me time to learn how to produce it and make it sound professional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing you want. You want your quality of music to sound as professional as possible. And I just didn't know what that even looked like as a teenager, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it sounded like. I didn't know what to even look for, what to listen to, what to use as references, what techniques to use. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a baby wet behind the ears, you know. But now, and still now, I'm learning different techniques and learning from all types of different, you know, epic, you know, producers and artists right now that God's having me, you know, link up with, and people who are millionaire people that are doing this for a living and been doing this for years. I'm taking cues, my, you know, P's and Q's off of them, you know, and making my own different gumbo of techniques. Coming from all these other legends, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up, bro. So basically you're saying sound a professional.
Years.
Don't try to, like, just put anything out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no.
Make it sound as professional as possible. Don't just...
Right.
Like, especially for us rappers, like, or lyricists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to... Because obviously once it's out there, then, you know, that's your brand. That's who you are, you know? And it reflects off of you. And here in the music industry, it's dog-eat-dog world, sadly. And if you can't deliver, they're just going to... Whoever your income, revenue, or whoever your streams of revenue is, or whoever you're sending your music to, or whoever's promoting it or whatever, they're just going to move on to the next guy because, you know, sadly, so many people are trying to be a rapper or a singer or artist, lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have your music and your quality up to par, they're just going to move on to somebody else, you know? So got to make sure it's on par, at least close to, especially if you're trying to, you know, do this professionally. I mean, if you're trying to just do this to glorify God, then, you know, that's fine. You know, you put out whatever you want. I mean, but still, you want to be, you know, do that with excellence, you know, because if you're glorifying God, you want to do this to your best ability. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I was just going to say, like, yeah, because there's a lot of people that go, oh, I'm doing this to glorify God. I'm doing this for God's glory, so I don't care what anybody else thinks about my music. You kind of have to, like, at the same time, have to get that feedback, you know?
Yeah,
you're
glorifying God, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You're glorifying God, and so you have to get all that, how should I put this? You know, you have to make it the best thing you can possibly do. You know, you can, like you said, make it as professional as you can. Not just put what you think is sound good out there, but for everybody else, it's gonna be like, oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Right, and definitely get some people around you to say, yo, this is fire. You should definitely drop this for the world to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's some music that you can just keep and you like. And, you know, you don't have to release it. You know, you can just love that song, listen to your music yourself, you know. But when you're putting it out and you're labeling it, you know, a certain label, you're going to carry that banner. You know what I'm saying? So if you're dropping it as a Christian, let's say a Christian rapper, then that is you're representing Christian rap now from now on, you know. If you
definitely
as a worship leader, then other people who come to hear your music are going to be like, oh, this is what worship sounds like. Or if you put country out or rock or whatever, this is what people are going to be like, oh, this is what rock sounds like. They're going to put your music to other rock songs or other whatever genre you're trying to be in. And you know, compare, you know, and you definitely want to make sure that you're on par, at least close to the bar, if you're going to release it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In other words, don't just do what you think is, or what you think is going to sound good. Make it as good as it possibly can, you know?
Yeah, man. And then, you know, on top of that, You got other people who might have never heard you before, and if they've never heard you before, you definitely want to have that first impression as good as possible. So if you can't get, like, if the production ain't there, it's nothing wrong with getting somebody else who does this for a living to get it sounding like that.
Like Kevin.
Like myself. You know, get you some fire beats, get you some fire instrumentals, and then sing on it, then have someone mix that and make it sound like, you know, a Lecrae song, you know what I'm saying? And now you got You know, now you got something working, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, bro.
Definitely, man. I like that you said that. And it goes back to what we said in the beginning of when you said that this radio thing is my skill. And I was telling
right.
you that this probably my skill better than rapping, honestly.
Yeah, man.
Personally, I think this is a better skill of mine than I can rap. And for a lot of people, that happens. You know, they have more than one skill. Think
right.
it's one thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually another. Like let's say, for example, and I'm gonna choose you as an example because I know you do both.
Mm-hmm.
You do both beats, music producing, I should say, and
mm-hmm.
and rapping, and so
right.
You can say that one skill is better than the other, and so. But
yeah,
for
man.
Some people, they think it's rapping, but it's really
just
music
one.
Producing, and vice versa.
Right, right. Yeah, man. And then after that is knowing, at least if you're trying to do this to glorify God as well as, you know, make this your breadwinner, make this your professional, you know, job, basically
right.
living off this, then you definitely gotta, you know, see which one. Is the best, and then, you know, take the necessary steps to, you know, make that your primary job, you know what I'm saying? So reaching out to people, connecting with people, networking with people that are already in the business or around your level, and then working your way up that ladder, just like in a corporate sense. You're not going to just come in and be the CEO. You got to learn how to work your way up the ladder to get to that point,
right.
you know. So whatever your skill is, whether it's an artist, like if you're an artist, literally learn how to paint. You know what I'm saying? You're really good at painting, but you don't know what to do with it. Well, you need to go
right.
and you need to go on the internet and search up, you know, where all the artist people go and where sell their paintings and where and how to do that and the best way to do that, who's buying paintings, you know what I'm saying? And music's the same way, you know? Music is art, you know? And everyone in the music business is looking for new music, you know? If it's radio, everyone is looking for that hot new voice, that hot new podcast or that hot new blog thing, you know, something cool to just listen to while you're driving or chilling at the crib or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Get with those people, bro. Get with those people who want to listen. Get with those people who have a following already and do like a collab, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Talk with a bunch of people that are already in it, learn their ways, and basically do what a lot of greats do is get a gumbo of everything they've learned and then sprinkle in their gift in there and then making your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I will definitely, yeah. I will say for those of you that are listening, my boy Chaz in here is a great example of that, a great example of somebody that can teach you, you know, somebody that can show you, like, where he comes from or where he came from, how long it's been, how long it took him to learn all this. And
yeah, man.
I promise you, this dude can teach you.
Because I had great teachers, man, that's all.
Yeah, man. From great teachers come great students, all over again.
Yep.
Yeah, man. But we're gonna continue with some more music, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, here is, as promised, Brody Da Vinci featuring J Knight Psycho. Check it out, y'all.
Got me going psycho. Other rappers got no job, they stuck in night though. Then they beat you all them lights because
dumb, yeah, I do. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's frightful, they got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in ISO. Then they feed you all them lies, they come, yeah, I do. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's frightful, they got me going psycho.
Why they looking up the rappers, capping, they ain't never sold a piece. Trying to put you in the grave earlier than you should really ever be. You've been believing a lie. What if he's selling his toxic? Go down that road, take a step back, and it's getting hard, and I ain't talking to Rockets. He just told his son on that song that he could grow up to be Barack. Then he pushed a $20 rock around the clock and hit his rivals with a Glock. I don't get it, I don't get it. Swear they made me go psycho. He ain't putting things lined up in the right place like a typo. Gucci Louis on a handbag. What that mean for your soul, bro? Rappers acting like your homies, but meeting Christ is done solo. They ain't answer for the wrong things that you done when you follow them. But they talking about the serpent's plan.
They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in idols. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's frightful, they got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in idols. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle.
Man, I swear these new rappers be trippin'. All action and no influence, they steady talking about poppin' pills. And my favorite rapper just sold it to him. I ain't tryna say that it's better, but look what we at the brink of. Back then we did what we had to do, and they do whatever they can think of. But I pray hard to keep doing me, cause you don't know what to say first. I swear that Rona is crazy, but that stuff they saying is way worse. So I finally see what my purpose is, cause the old me of my past gone. I'm here to give you these guy bars and make sure theirs don't last long. This is the test. Don't really need to say I am the best, but I do what I do to get us all up to heaven. They do what they do for a check. I would prefer that they be rapping less. Matter of fact, just not at all. Only concerned with making they money, not caring who they are making the fall. That's why I'm gonna make these records you don't have to do a bid for. Repping Christ, that is something you can die and live for. Them your favorite rappers and your idols are my rivals, cause ain't no way in heaven they gonna make me go psycho. Jason.
They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in idle. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's frightful, they got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in idle. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Psycho, the Brody Da Vinci featuring Jay Knight. Classic right there. I love that song. What were we talking about?
He's dropping gems.
Okay. So... So what, my friend Chazen, for somebody that doesn't know Jesus, and you want to speak to them, mm-hmm. How would you start a conversation?
Well, I would first just try to give some history, you know, just try to give some history on the Bible and the validity of the Bible, outside sources. To validate the Bible, because you never know if you have somebody that, you know, wants to debate or not. If he's not a debater, then I just start asking questions like, hey, have you heard of Jesus? Would you like to know about Jesus? You know? And if it's yes, then you start going into that. Yo, God is amazing. He created this world and everything in it. He created you and me. And, you know, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? As just like the wind and the air, we breathe. Yes, we don't see it, but we feel it. You know what I'm saying? We don't see the, the wind, but we see the wind. We see the effects of the wind. You know what I'm saying? We see the wind blowing the trees. You know what I'm saying? So would you like Holy Spirit? And then if they say yes,
boom, I ask Holy Spirit to fill them up right there. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it just trickles down from there, you know. If he wants to say the sinner's prayer, we say the sinner's prayer right then and there. You know what I mean? Accept Jesus into your life. And then after that, I give him or her a tool or a bunch of, a series of YouTube videos. I tell them that, you know, the Bible app. I tell them to download the Bible app. There's a bunch of devotionals. There's a bunch of, things that you, and a bunch of tools that you can use outside of, you know, just reading the Bible. There's different things, different devotionals, things you can do within the Bible app to really dig deep into your faith and learn more about Christ and learn more about Christianity. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I normally do it, man. And, yeah, it's foolproof. It normally works.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
You know?
So, if you will, speak to those out there that are listening that don't know Jesus. Speak to our friends out there that need to know about Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, if you don't know Jesus, I know you probably heard of Jesus. Jesus was first of all, he's proven in all types of walks of life and all religions. If you do your research on Jesus, the man that walked this earth, he was a man that performed miracles and started this movement of Christianity. He was a Jew, and he loves people. He was supposed to be our model, how to walk this land. You know what I'm saying? And when he died, he took the weight of the world and our sins. He died on the cross for our sins so that we can be born again and live through grace and not by works, you know. And the best thing about that is when he went back into heaven, in the Bible it will show you, when you go and read the Bible, it will show you that he not only died, but he took the keys from Satan, the evil one. And he took back the keys, and now we are, instead of the old law, we live by the new law, which is by grace. And as he ascended to heaven, he said, I'm going to leave with you a companion, someone that will walk with you and be with you. That's my spirit. It's called the Holy Spirit. And the best thing about that is that we can call upon the Holy Spirit as Christians, as believers. And the best thing about that is that he guides us and he guides our path and, you know, he keeps us from wrong and keeps us from doing harm to other people and blesses us when we ask him and call upon him. You know what I'm saying? We can spend time with him. We can worship with him. And if you would like to have that ability to say, Lord, Heavenly Father, my loved one, my Father, the one that created me, the one that loves me. If you would like to have that, then all you have to do is have faith and believe that God is Jesus and Jesus is God. Jesus, right. You know what I'm saying? All you got to believe is that Jesus, the man that walked this earth, the man that died for our sins and rose again, is God. That's all you got to do. That's really all you got to do. And then all you got to do is accept him into your life. Say, Jesus, Amen. I believe in you. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you are coming into my heart right now. And I believe that I can call on you when I'm in need. I believe that you will direct my paths, you know. I believe that you will bless others through me and use me for your will. And, you know, it's not that hard. All you got to do is believe. And if you believe, God said that you will have eternal life. You will live in heaven eternally and what we do on this earth, we will have treasures in heaven. If you think it's cool on earth, in heaven there will be no pain, there will be no suffering, and we will have our treasures waiting in heaven for us. So thank you, Lord. If you guys did that, if you guys said that prayer, if you guys believed and had the faith to say, okay, I'm going to try to do this walk, I'm going to try to believe in Jesus. My thing is, if this world is a bit all about trying, let's try this new drug, let's try this new drink, let's try this new belief, let's just try Jesus. Try Jesus.
Amen.
If it works, I guarantee you, if it'll work, you'll stick with it.
Amen.
God will move in your life if you move with him, if you learn about him, get in the word, pray to him, talk to him. It's a relationship, not a religion. It's not you got to do this, that, and the other to get to heaven. It's really a relationship. God is your friend. And how you treat God how you treat your friends, your brother, is how you treat God. Treat God how you treat your friends and your family, your kids, your mom, your dad. That's how it is. It's not, you know, this overbearing, yo, stay out of this, don't do this, don't do this. If you do this, I'm condemning you. No, God is a God of love. That's the difference between our God and the God of the Buddhists, of the Islams, of the Hindu gods. You know, God, when we do wrong, it's all about love. Okay, you did wrong. All right, let's not do this again. I still love you. You know?
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen. My friend, if you did this small, simple prayer with us today, we believe as Christians that you have been born again. We believe that you have now entered into the family of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the family, I like to say. Get into a good Bible-based Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
Bible-based. Nothing
Bible.
More.
Mm-hmm.
And make God your number one priority in your life.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, Jasmine. Another great conversation with you, my boy.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for another great interview, man.
Yeah, man. It's always awesome. Always great.
Yeah, man. Keep it going, man. Keep it going. Keep those instant classics coming.
Thank you. Yeah.
Keep them coming, man, and keep on doing what you're doing, man. Do not stop. Don't stop for nothing in this world.
Yeah, man. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, boy. Hope you have a good rest of your night.
Bro, thank you for having me, man. It's always a blast, bro. Going to do it again.
Yes, sir. Give us your social media, if you will, for those who are listening.
Yeah. Pretty simple. It's just Chazen, Chazn _B. And that's my Instagram. That's my TikTok as well. Twitter is just The Real Chazen. Facebook, you just look up Chazn again. My name will come up. And my Spotify and all my music platforms, all the outlets, I'm just Chazn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You have a good night, man. God bless you.
Yeah, man. You too, bro. Thank you again. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too, man.
Yep. All right. Bye.
This has been Continuing Don't Stop Live with my boy, Chazen J. Bradford, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Such a great conversation. If you missed any part of this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to restart it. But do not miss our next interview. Do not miss it for the world, which is going to be March 7th. No, sorry. March 14th. No. Is it 14th? Yeah. Don't miss it, y'all. It is, well, the date itself is in on Facebook.com/continue don't stop. It's going to be with my boy Eliseo Torres, a.k.a. KS, from right here on the KS Radio Show. You don't want to miss that one, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be an awesome conversation, I can already tell. He's going to give us his testimony. He's going to give us the reason he started KS and all that good stuff. So you do not want to miss that show. Just go to Facebook.com/continue don't stop for more details on that. This has been Continue and Don't Stop Live with your boy Jay Jodic. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. And as always, always continue, never stop.